From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami police say that two people have been killed and as many as 10 people injured during an early morning shooting in Liberty City. At about 2:30 this morning, Miami police said they started getting calls about multiple gunshots being fired. Frederica Burden is a spokeswoman for the Miami police.
The motive at this point is unknown. The investigation is still early. And basically, that's all we have right now. Homicide is still out here. They're combing the area, trying to find witnesses that heard or saw anything that can give us more information on what actually occurred.
And public transportation in that section of Liberty City has been rerouted. We will keep you updated as this story unfolds. In other news this morning, Florida is paying nearly $250,000 to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. The case involves a former state employee who says she was fired for raising questions about the way the state treats people who receive unemployment compensation benefits. Diane Parcell filed the lawsuit nearly 2 years ago. She claims that Florida's Department of Economic Development was improperly reporting people to collection agencies after they were wrongly paid unemployment benefits. Parcell's attorneys say that she was trying to expose a cover-up and that her warnings went unheeded by the agency and the governor's office. They contend the state could be on the hook for millions of dollars. State officials will begin testing groundwater today at the site where an oil company used an unauthorized fracking-like drilling method. Ashley Lopez has this report.
Officials at the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, will test groundwater at the Collier Hogan well site in Collier County near Lake Trafford. Back in April, state regulators fined the Danae Hughes Company for pumping water, chemicals, and sand into the well without authorization to extract more oil. DEP Secretary Herschel Vineyard said during a conference call with reporters that the process will be expeditious and transparent.
We have dispatched a team of experts to Collier County to assess the water quality around the Collier Hogan well. The site work is going to continue throughout the week. They will be collecting groundwater samples and also installing monitoring wells in that area.
DEP says it will be testing for more than 100 different contaminants. Collier County commissioners and DEP were recently in a very public dispute. The county sued the state agency for being secretive about its dealings with the Danae Hughes Company. Commissioners also claimed DEP was not effectively enforcing its own laws. Recently, Collier Commission Chairman Tom Henning accepted a private meeting with DEP officials. Since that meeting, DEP announced its groundwater testing plans and required the Danae Hughes Company hold 3 public meetings in Collier County so residents can ask questions. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.